worship you. That was the purpose of God. That was the original intent that God had for us, is to worship him. Not just with our mouths, but with our lifestyle. Showing forth the evidence of who he is in the earth. Amen. I was made to worship him. Put your hands together. Welcome, Pastor Mike. I just appear to come to you this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
And number seven, I call her number seven because she completes them.
Show me some compassion.
Throw some love my way. Jesus, have mercy upon me. And the more he was calling his name out, and here come those naysayers trying to shut him down. Be quiet. You know we don't do that. Jesus Christ. Shh. Be quiet. And every time they told him to be quiet, the louder he got. Jesus!
Yeah.
That's what we got to do. We got to cry out to Jesus. Instead of getting on the social sites,
right.
The internet, right. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, right. Letting all your business be known. Get picking up that telephone, that gossip phone.
Right.
Go to Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Have mercy on me.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Show me some compassion. Yes. Help me. I need your help. He's all of my help comes from the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus. Shut up. Jesus, shut your pie hole up. Didn't you hear me say shut up? People will try to shut you down so quick.
Yeah.
They talk about you. They want you to be dead. Just sit down like this. Don't tell the goodness of the Lord the miracles he performed. You know what? Somebody told me that. Several people. When they said I was going to die, I had 2 weeks to live. And God performed a miracle. Yeah. And here it is, almost 21 years later. Come on, I'm still alive. It's because of Him.
Yeah.
And His mercy, His grace, His faith. He favored me.
Yeah.
They told me, shh. Don't talk about it.
Right.
I'm like, what you mean, don't tell the Father? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell them, you don't love God?
Amen.
I said, don't tell.
Right.
Amen. Then when I got back home that night, I'm talking, we was in church. I'm talking church folks like you was talked about this morning in Bible study.
Right.
Church folks. And I got back home and I thought about that thing. I was like, why didn't they want me to tell?
That's right.
Speak the goodness of what you've done for me.
Amen.
Aren't I supposed to do that?
Yes.
To tell others about you?
Tell us. Yes.
The power of your might,
Amen.
Your deliverance, your healing hand.
Yes.
Yes.
And I thought about it. It's because they didn't perform the miracle for me. It was God who did that.
Come on.
Amen.
They wanted to credit. Oh, I prayed for you. Yeah, you did.
Right.
You visited me at the hospital. Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't need that kind of love from you.
Amen.
Come on.
You telling me to shut up.
Right.
Shut my pie hole. Mm-hmm. And this man said, Jesus.
Amen.
He kept on calling on Jesus.
Amen.
Anytime you're in trouble, call on the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Back in those days, they didn't have no optometrists.
That's right.
They didn't have ophthalmologists.
That's right.
They didn't have glasses. No medication for it.
Yeah.
They didn't have a surgeon to repair the eye. It could be glaucoma or cataract. They had to sit. Then don't let Jesus pass by. Don't let Jesus. You missed out on God.
Yeah.
Suppose he would just sit there and listen to the naysayers. And those are the ones, he said, they walked before Jesus. They weren't following Jesus.
Come on,
so they had so much to say. They didn't want to see him get his miracle performed. They didn't want to see him seen again. They wanted him to come to him. So they can receive all the glory.
Yeah.
Shut up. Shut your mouth up.
Mm-hmm.
Be quiet. And every time they did it, he screamed and cried out for more.
Yeah.
He kept on. And you know what? He praised God for doing saying Jesus. Yeah. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord.
Yes.
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 Right. Yes. Have mercy on me. No matter what I've done, Lord, have mercy on me.
Yeah.
I know I shouldn't have said what I said, but have mercy on me.
Yeah.
I know I should pray more, Lord, but have mercy on me.
Yeah.
I know I should have clapped my hands some more, stomp my feet, shout unto you, proclaim you, but have mercy on me. I know I can do better.
Yes.
I should serve you more.
Yes. Thank you.
Be a witness. Jesus, have mercy on me. The more he kept screaming out, hollering out, crying out to the Lord. See, that's the right person we need to cry out to. When we are in pain or sickness or we've been afflicted and all, everything coming towards a direction, go to the Lord. That's why I do first. I always go to the Lord first.
Yes.
He is our Savior. He is our King. He is our Lord. He is our God.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Closer getting and Jesus, see, that praise and that worship got Jesus' attention.
Yeah.
He stopped. He heard.
Yeah.
Somebody call me. You know you mothers or fathers. When your kids are outside playing around, they call. My parents. Rick, Jim, Joe, are these Denny's group? Come in. They got there twice.
All right, all right.
You'll come first time, it's over for you. And we heard it calling. He paid attention.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a whole bunch of kids. You heard your mother's voice.
All right.
And that's what he did. He heard his son's voice.
Amen.
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 He needs help. I'm fit to rescue him.
Amen.
By his faith, made him whole.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Yes.
The more they told him to shut his pothole up, the more they told him, be quiet. Shh. And hush. Jesus said, hey. Y'all ones, y'all they said, go get him and bring him to me.
Yeah.
He commanded them, the same ones, to come and bring him to me.
Yeah.
He said, because y'all don't believe me. Y'all blind. Y'all blind. You don't have no perception.
Mm-hmm.
You're not seeing. And see, the previous scriptures, I believe it started with verse 41. Then he took unto him the 12, the disciples. And said unto him, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered up to the Gentiles, and he shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spitted upon. And they shall scourge him, and put him to death. And the third day he shall rise again.
Yeah.
And they understood none of it. They didn't understand what he was talking about.
My Lord.
They were blind. They were so full of themselves, and they walking with Jesus every day.
Come on.
Say that.
Mm.
Say that.
See, that's another definition of blind. Mm-hmm. The spirit can be so high, and his glory filling this temple, and people sitting down on God.
Come on now.
Won't lift up their hands, won't clap, won't shout, won't scream, and no, won't praise, no worship.
That's right.
Just keep sitting. You remind me of that song, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior.
Yes.
Please don't pass me back. That's what that blind man did. He said, don't pass me back.
Yes.
Have mercy.
Yes.
So he commanded those that were before him to go get him. Command him, come bring him to me. And he stood still. Stop him in his tracks. Once you lift up your hands, you worship him, you adore him, you love on him, you got God's attention.
Yeah,
amen.
That's why I love that song. We was created. We was made to worship him.
Amen. Right. Amen.
You can worship and praise together. No, it's a difference. When we worship God, we worship for who he is.
Yes.
And that's it.
Amen.
We adore him. We exalt his holy name.
Amen.
We magnify him. Amen. We glorify him for who he is.
Amen.
Praises, we thankful, we grateful.
Yes.
We appreciate.
Yes, Lord. You're awesome, Lord. You're awesome, Lord. You're
and
awesome.
Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought up to him. And when he was come near, he asked him. You know what? That near, at the beginning, and I'm sitting up here, you're going to argue with the Lord. Got me straight up out of my feet. No, but Lord, I'm so sweet. I'm so sweet. Had me standing up. That was my first time ever standing up reading the Bible. I said, I was like, I think I'm so fast. I said, look. I said, God, that is the same blind man in the other chapter. He said, no, it's not. I said, yes, it is. The story is similar. He said, no, you better read that again. I kept missing it and missing it. There was one key word. And then I was like, oh, God, I know what you're talking about now. He said, I came near to Jericho. The other man, I was coming out of Jericho. He was blind, too. See, we got to study this word,
amen.
Right? He divided
amen.
It.
Amen, amen.
I was like, okay, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. As soon as I got that thing in my spirit. I said, can I go sleep now? I said, don't put me permanently to sleep, though. But those key words, near, coming out, is different.
Yeah. That's my argument with that.
But that is very, very important.
Yes.
Very important. He said, bring him here. And he asked him, what do you want me to do for you, son, daughter? What do you want me to do? All we got to do is ask him.
Yeah.
He asking you a question. He said, I'm here. My arm's wide open for you. Mm-hmm. Anything you can ask me, and I'm going to help you. If you need forgiveness, I'll forgive you. If you need deliverance, I'll deliver you.
Yeah.
If you need salvation, I'll save you.
Amen.
What is it that you want me to do?
Yeah.
And he got specific down to the point. He didn't stutter. He didn't go around the corner, around the block. He went directly. I want to receive my sight.
Amen.
That let him know, I know. I put my faith and trust in you that you're going to perform this miracle for me.
Right. Amen.
See, we can't go before God unbelieving.
Right.
We can't ask amiss.
Yeah.
We can't ask doubt in our heart. Oh, no, he ain't going to do it. We can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I want to receive my sight.
Yeah. Amen, amen.
And Jesus said unto him, receive that sight then. He didn't do like the other ones. He didn't make no mud pies. He didn't spit it in the eye. His faith. God saw his faith in him. God saw the trust. His belief. He believed with all his whole heart. Mind, soul, and body. That Jesus was going to perform this miracle for him. No, just like the woman with the issue of blood.
Yeah.
She said, if I just touch the hem.
Yeah.
I don't need to touch the whole garment.
That's right.
I'll just touch the hem of it.
Mm.
He said, yeah, I'm going to be made whole.
Amen.
And that's what happened. Exactly him. He was made whole.
Yeah.
He made whole. You see, that's like that faith has saved you. And in yesterday, tomorrow, or was it next year?
Right.
He said immediately, instantaneously, he received his sight.
Yes, right.
in and dead. There wasn't no weight gain. That's a miracle.
Yes.
Healing is a process.
Amen.
But he got a miracle right then and there.
Amen.
I received my miracle right then and there.
Amen.
See, you got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of going through.
Yeah.
You got. We have to get down to business with God.
Amen.
I'm sick of all this. Enough is enough.
Right.
I remember I was in summer fame. Everybody know that. Miss, not prideful. Don't show that is prideful, right? Don't show my pain and hurt and stuff. And I come to church. And I stay faithful. You know, we was having churches a lot every day, seems like, and prayer and at night time. And I was going through all that. And I was in so much pain. So I was hurting so bad. But when I get back home, I let all the tears flow. And then one point I just stood up in my hallway and I grabbed my head and asked God to kill me. Just let me die. I cannot take this no more. Right then in my in that moment, I said, relax. I got you. I'm getting ready to prove myself.
Right.
You're going to be my witness.
Yeah.
Man.
Of my miracle working power. You're going to tell others about me or what I have done for you.
Man. Yeah.
That's why I'm able to go speak today.
That's right.
That's why I'm alive today. Because I give all glory and honor and power to him. And immediately he received his sight and what? Followed him. He didn't go before him. He followed after him. Glorifying God. He was glorifying God all along though.
Yeah.
See, people, that's what they wait until God performed a miracle or did what you asked them to do. Then they go praising God. No, we have to praise before, during, and continuously after.
Yes.
Don't stop right there. Once you right. got it, and then you follow him, then you leave the off the path.
Amen.
That's how you stay on the path.
That's right.
Keep lifting up the
yes.
sails.
Yes.
Yes. Suddenly, he received his sight. Right then and there. Glorifying God. And see, and all the scales fell off the other people's eyes.
Yeah.
All the people. When they saw it, and when they finally opened up, when they saw it, they gave praise unto God also.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were calling on Jesus.
Right.
Jesus.
Right.
Jesus.
Yes.
I need you, Jesus.
Yes.
Have mercy on me.
Yeah.
He didn't say beg. He said simply ask. Have mercy on me.
Yeah.
I may be in trouble. Have mercy on me.
Yeah.
I may be in chaos. Lord, going around me. Have mercy on me. I may have a little confusion going on, but have mercy on me. I may be bruised, wounded, battered and bruised. Have mercy on me.
Yes.
In your greatest of praying, lift up your holy hands and honor him.
Yes.
Our tragedies are going on across this land, but you still have mercy on me.
Right.
Still praise him.
Yes.
We sometimes be in an unbearable situation. Have mercy on me.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
You can praise God when you're on the mountaintop.
Yes.
But also praise him when you're in your valley low.
Yes.
Call on the Lord.
Amen.
Have mercy. Jesus.
Yes.
Whether we going through a trial, in midst of a trial, or coming out of a trial, Jesus.
Yes.
Give him glory, praise, and honor.
Yes.
That's the story all about. When that blind man was in his condition, and they couldn't stop him, they couldn't shut him up, he still praise God.
Right.
The people get that twisted.
That's right.
They had that woe of me mentality. Like they're the only one going through.
Yeah.
Oh, woe of me, pity party. And there they are, sitting on the praise. That's why I love that song by Tasha Powell. Put a praise on it.
Yeah.
There's a miracle all in this room. Put a praise on it.
Yeah. Yeah.